With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is working through a debate in a rare weekend session trying to pass three separate bills to provide billions of dollars in new aid for U.S. allies, especially Ukraine and Israel. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Republican Congressman Mike McCaul says Congress needs to pass the bills.
When it comes to keeping America at peace, then none of us can afford to be simply a Democrat or a Republican. We must all stand united as Americans.
Meanwhile, if the bills do pass, they will also still have to be passed by the Senate and signed by President Biden. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the Ukrainian drone attacks targeting Russia's energy infrastructure.
Ukraine has launched a series of drone attacks across Russia, which appears to target the country's energy infrastructure. Russian officials say around 50 drones were shot down by air defenses over eight Russian regions close to the Ukrainian border. More than two people died during the overnight barrage. In recent months, Ukraine has increasingly targeted Russian refineries and oil terminals. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for months as they seek to compensate for its military disadvantage in both weaponry and troops. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The Senate has voted to reauthorize a controversial U.S. surveillance law.
An issue is whether the FBI should be restricted from using the program to search for Americans' data. The legislation, approved 60-34 shortly after midnight Saturday, would extend for 2 years the program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It now goes to the president to become law. Democrats used the FISA Act to spy on President Trump during the 2016 election. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And this is SRN News. Fewer Americans are using the Bible these days, Michael Harrington reports.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis, that is to say daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's time both the U.S. and Israel start to hold Iran accountable for its attacks, including those launched through proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah.
Iran never pays a price. And if the United States and the world, together with Israel, do not exact a price from Iran, Iran is just going to keep on doing it. And we're going to keep on losing.
This is SRN News. Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says President Biden has shown an unwillingness to pursue victory over foreign adversaries, most recently Hamas and Iran, but a trend that began in the earliest days of his administration.
I think Biden capitulated to the Taliban in Afghanistan. I think that we went a pretty long way in Iraq and then decided we were okay to just have an exit strategy and let ISIS take over and let Iran come into Iraq.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the Senate's dismissal of all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sends a bad message.
Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden don't care about securing America's border. And they have disregard for most Americans. You know, when you look at this issue, it has become the number one issue in America.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.